It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did your debut in the NFL go the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it did. I think you want to come out with a win. I guess the kind of ultimate goal, especially in your first start, is coming out with a win, and we didn't get that done. Playing against a good football team and definitely had flashes, but at the end of the day, what we preach in that locker room is winning football, and we didn't come out on top.
Drake May yesterday making his WEEI Afternoons debut with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY, get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. You can log right on there and hit the Whiner app, Keith, as we've been calling
it. Oh, yeah. Get in it.
Get on the WEEI page on the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone there.
Leave us a little message.
Leave us a little message. Maybe you don't want to wait on hold.
Now, is every message, does it just go to like a, so they're all grouped together?
Good question.
Where are they show separate? Because if you want to specifically be on our show, maybe start the message and be like, I got something for Jones and Keith.
Yeah.
And then
right.
Get into your whole
thing.
Yeah,
let us know right in the beginning.
Yeah. So whether you sound like Roy Firestone or not, it doesn't really matter. But yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so they don't.
Nick, Billy,
you don't want them stealing it on like the Greg Hill show or WEI.
No, like, that's our stuff.
That's our stuff. That's our IP. Yeah.
Do you guys know the technology on this? Does it go to like one folder or is it like show specific?
I think it's one folder.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So maybe start it with like, this is for Jones.
Did you hear that they signed Antonio Brown? Holy shit.
Exactly.
It could be something like that.
It could just be quick. You don't need to even use the full 60 seconds.
No. God,
but it's right there for you on the Odyssey. Another way to interact with the show.
Yeah.
You can also watch the full interview with Drake May yesterday up on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I said this, Keith, after the game. I like that answer. I know it's pretty easy to go up there and say the right thing, and we're all in love with Drake May anyway after one start.
Oh, yeah. There's not much he could do that we would dislike.
But you like him going up there and saying, yeah, no, I don't think I had a great debut because we didn't win. Mm-hmm. And so that's the right thing to say. It's good to hear it. I want to continue to hear it. It's not just a one-off. You don't want him, looking too happy in a loss. Where I felt a little bit about that after the Patriots lost to the Jets and he got in there and he was like a little boy waiting for Aaron Rodgers' autograph after the game and calling him the GOAT. I didn't like that.
Yep.
This I liked. And I feel like that's consistent. I want more of that out of Drake May. And this is a, sort of an intangible thing, but I find him to be likable. And I never found Mac Jones to be likable. I know he was popular with his teammates, but there were a lot of things that bugged me right from the start with Mac Jones. And I don't know. I feel like this is something that I can get more on board with Drake May. And I don't know if you agree with that, but I do find him to be likable. And I think there's a quality that guys are going to want to play with that where I don't really know if that was the case with Mac Jones.
Well, it's funny with Mac Jones because we had Kendrick Bourne on yesterday. The teammates did seem to like him.
I think they liked him, but do you think there were a lot of guys around the league who didn't like him?
No, and I don't know. But I don't know if you need, like, once you're a teammate, though, that's really all that matters.
But the trick is getting guys to want to come play with you. I don't think there's a lot of guys lining up. Sauce Gardner was never like, I want to go play with that Mac Jones after he kicked him in the nuts.
No,
or punched him in the nuts.
Brian Burns.
Or he slid and took out Brian. Exactly. So I'm not talking about that. Once you get to know a guy, like, that can change. People hate Rodney Harrison.
Right.
People hate Brad Marchand. Once you get on the team, you're like, oh, they're a good guy. So I can wrap my head around that. But if you're talking about guys wanting to line up and play, I think Drake may have more of that quality, whereas Mac Jones was like spoiled, whiny brat. I don't want to play with that guy.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I mean, it's there's so many different examples of guys that have all kinds of different personalities, right? Like, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is pretty polarizing, right? I'm sure not everybody agrees with everything Aaron Rodgers says or does. But for a time, he was one of the best players in the league. So the guy's like, yeah, I'll play for this guy. So if Drake May is really good, like, I want to play for him. But I do get your overall point. And you saw this during, like, the draft process. And then when he first got brought in here and then the time at camp. Like, one thing that does jump out, you're like, oh, my God, the guy is – he's so young. Like, because he's a young rookie on top of it. So many rookies recently, because of the COVID year and everything else, I feel like the Patriots drafted all these, like, fifth and sixth year players for, like, the longest time. They had a run of guys that were all, like, 23, 24 years old. And now you're like, oh, this is kind of more of a throwback 21-year-old. But I think he handles himself well. It's the absolute right answer, you know, to say, how do you think he did? Because there's ups and downs. And you could be like, yeah, you could celebrate the three touchdowns. But no, the name of the game is winning, and you lost. So how excited can you be about the result of the game? I think it was a great answer.
Is there anything that jumped out to you from his full interview yesterday with Hart and Arkin?
No, I think it is, like, for a guy that probably hasn't done this very often. Like, I don't know what the press is like at North Carolina. It's not like Alabama, right? It's not like... Not all college programs are built the same, right? Like, Mac Jones came from a place that was much more under the microscope, was on ESPN or ABC, like, every single game. North Carolina, less so. He was a very high pick, but he wasn't the number one overall pick, wasn't the number two overall pick. And I was just thinking, like, all right, how many times has he sat down? He's done the media scrum, right? He's done the press conference thing. But how many times has he just done a radio interview? I would imagine it's somewhat foreign to him.
Yeah, we talked to him on the old afternoon show on the phone right after he was drafted, but not in person like that, where he's there and you know, actually sitting down for an interview with a couple of hosts. No,
just something different. And as you and I know, and everybody who listens to Patriots Monday and Friday, some of the players are more interested in doing the interviews than others.
Yeah,
right.
I would say,
and yeah, even the quarterbacks. If you just want to talk about the quarterbacks, you know, since I've been at the station, there's been Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi for a little bit, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May. Tom Brady probably did how many? 1,000 interviews, like, on the radio, whereas Drake May is just getting it started. And I thought he seemed pretty relaxed. It just kind of, you know, took the whole thing in stride.
No, and so there's something that feels like he has that quality where guys are going to want to play with him, and a quality that might fit here. Let's see if that actually happens. Like, it's one start. Maybe he has a meltdown. I'm sure people said similar things about Mac early on in his rookie year. So let's see if that's how it actually plays out. Let's see if the losing gets to him and if he cracks. Let's see if there's more moments like the dorky Aaron Rodgers autograph thing. But that I liked. And the full appearance, I thought he handled pretty well. He was asked about whether or not he wanted to start week one. Right. He's like, nah, I actually benefited from sitting and playing.
I mean, he said a lot of the right things, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, it's like the old Belichick playbook or whatever. But it's like, I think a lot, like, pro teams are like, hey, just don't step in
it. Well, and I don't believe him when he says he didn't want to start week one, because he told us way back when he wanted to start.
Of course he wants to start.
So
but he also had a good answer in there, too, about how, like, any backup in the league, like, obviously should want to start.
You want to get out there.
And if not, then, like, there's something wrong with you.
You know, he even said nice things about Alex Van Pelt. And so he didn't step in it. It's a low bar.
Right.
But Mac Jones constantly stepped in it.
Sure did.
And this kid didn't. We'll get to your thoughts here. 617-779-7937. Sam is in the van. Hello, Sam.
Hello?
Hello. Sam in the van.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, listen, I listen to you guys, and I love you. Rich is Rich Kid, right?
That's right.
You was on 6 o'clock after, you know, but you were always...
That was a long time ago,
that's
Sam.
That's the same Rich, Sam, yes.
But, hey, give a couple of reasons. I blame in the ownership, Kraft, and Belichick for the demising and the fall of the Patriots. Yeah, you know, and I give a quick reasons why, you know, go back to the perfect season when we almost, you know.
Wow.
Here you have Randy Moss. And then you go to the next year, what happened? You break the team up. All these things start to eat up Brady. right? Then you go down, and, you know, Brady keep fighting to get the team. That's why desperate measure, you get, what's his name there, the receiver?
Antonio Brown.
And he didn't work out.
No.
You know? But he had to bring him back down in Florida. But anyways, Belichick is the reason why, and Kraft is the reason why the Patriots are where they are now.
Okay. Belichick and Kraft, not Brady.
The rise and fall.
Yes.
Right? They're responsible for the rise and fall.
Uh-huh.
In many ways.
Same with the Van.
So they didn't break it up right after the undefeated season.
No, he didn't have that quite right, but shortly thereafter.
Bernard Pollard broke up the 08 Patriots. I'd put that on him.
It's true.
But
Moss didn't leave until like 2010.
Kraft and Belichick. Well, we started by Mayo sort of dodging the question yesterday about why is the roster in the spot that in. And so you could read it a number of different ways. Maybe he's kind of throwing blame at everybody.
Who do you think he was talking about?
So I thought he was talking about Wolf. But,
I do too.
But we've had texters, and I think maybe Sam in the Van feels this way. Maybe he is talking about Belichick a little bit.
Maybe.
Maybe there is a little bit like, well, did you see what I took over?
I mean, Kraft certainly is.
Yeah.
So maybe.
So maybe Mayo is. And we know that relationship was frosty by the end.
Yeah.
Right? Or not talking, however you want to describe that. So maybe there's a little bit of the, like, hey, I took over a pretty bad team. So what do you want me to do with it?
Sam in the Van. I like that, though.
Sam in the Van.
Rolls right off the tongue.
07. I'm like, I don't know if we need to go all that back.
Look, it was a
they
bit
were
of a,
really good for many years after that.
It was a bit of a walk, but you know, I think he landed the plane.
I agree.
He blames Bill and Kraft.
They're calling it
not time. Brady. Sam in the Van, welcome back. Anytime.
Good reception in the Van.
He sounds like he listens to WEI all day. He was listening at night.
Even nights.
Unless he's just followed you here. Maybe that's possible. Maybe he's just a Rich Keefe
fan. I'll take credit for that
one. Yeah, I think you should. You should. A lot of credit for Drake May and the way he played last week. It's been
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Greg Bedard had some interesting numbers on Drake May and his performance. He says mixed bag for Drake May in this one.
Okay.
It's a start. I'll meet you there.
I'll listen.
It wasn't perfect.
No.
We all acknowledge it wasn't perfect. It was a mixed bag. Here's the good.
All right.
Highest graded quarterback in a game since week two of this year. Highest graded quarterback since week two against Seattle. His 11-plus plays on Greg's grading system were the most since the Philly Week 1 win 2023 last year. So the first game of the Bill O'Brien era, Mac Jones against the Philadelphia Eagles.
So over roughly the last 20 games.
11-plus games. 11-plus plays, quote-unquote.
What the hell?
His second half was much better.
Okay.
The bad?
Yeah, I agree. The first quarter was rough go.
Oh, yeah.
It was a hard watch.
The bad, 17 minus plays. That sounds like a lot. 11-plus, 17 minus?
That's a quick minus 6.
I don't love that.
Doing the math.
Those were the most minus plays for a quarterback since the start of 2021. Also, Mac playing as a rookie.
Okay.
He faced a season-low 35% pressure. I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
He also factored into all 4 sacks and 2 turnovers. Okay. Do you think the season low in pressure was strictly about the offensive line, or do you think his mobility and his ability to escape the pocket aided in those low pressure stats?
Yeah, I would say the quarterback definitely helps those line stats.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's how I view it. I know a lot of people just want the offensive lineman either wins or loses. It's like, well, if the guy gets the ball out of his hands quick, does he have enough time to lose the battle? So I think, you know, whether he's kind of scooting on his own, I mean, that can still be pressure, and the pressure forces him to run. But how many times were we hearing people say, you know, Jacoby Brissett drops back? And not even...
That's an odd question.
No, I know. I know he didn't like that. And some of it might be on the receivers. That's why the whole thing is a whole offensive situation. Because I think it was... I forget which national guy was talking about it, how, you know, it's easy to blame the O-line. It might also be easy to blame the quarterback, because that's who you see, right? So you see the defensive line get past the lineman, and then you see the quarterback either take a sack or whatever. But if it's a three-step drop and every receiver is running, like, deep down the field, that's kind of on those guys, too. Like, yep. So if they don't have the play right, but it just seemed like once you got into late second quarter on, they were a little bit more on the same page. The offense overall as a unit was more on the same page.
It does seem that way. Meanwhile, Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer, tweeted out, I know it was Drake May's first start, but the film was a tough watch.
Ooh, tough watch film? Right. Well, he should watch the first 5 weeks.
I go, oh boy, that it's a tough rough. Watch.
Yeah.
He says, between the bad spacing and simplicity of concepts that they had on Sunday,
okay,
tough to succeed that way unless you have superior playmakers.
So, I like his scheme. There's been moments when he's shown to be a good play caller.
He disagree with Dan Orlovsky. He's putting that on AVP. Because I initially read the tweet and I'm like, crap, he didn't like how May played.
I think that's more...
He's putting that on Van Pelt.
Yeah. And sort of being like, all right, so now you're already asking a lot from a rookie quarterback to show up and have a successful season. But then if he's working against everybody on the team, right? Like, you don't have an imaginative play caller. You don't have elite wide receiver skill players, and you don't have a lot of time to throw. Good luck. Like, you just kind of throw your hands in the air. You're like, all right, okay, good luck with that.
Not ideal. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.